This is the reading for December 20th. Zechariah chapter 7. In the fourth year Darius was king, on the fourth day of the ninth month, which is called Kislev, the Lord spoke his word to Zechariah. The city of Bethel sent Sherezer, Regem-Melech, and their men to ask the Lord a question. They went to the prophets and priests who were at the temple of the Lord All-Powerful. The men said, "For years, in the fifth month of each year, we have shown our sadness and gone without food. Should we continue to do this?" The Lord All-Powerful spoke his word to me, saying, "Tell the priests and the people in the land, 'For 70 years you went without food and cried in the fifth and seventh months. But that was not really for me, and when you ate and drank, it was really for yourselves.'" The Lord used the earlier prophets to say the same thing when Jerusalem and the surrounding towns were at peace and wealthy, and people lived in the southern area and the western hills. And the Lord spoke his word to Zechariah again, saying, "This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. Do what is right and true. Be kind and merciful to each other. Don't hurt widows and orphans, foreigners, or the poor. Don't even think of doing evil to somebody else." But they refused to pay attention. They were stubborn and did not want to listen anymore. They made their hearts as hard as rock and would not listen to the teachings of the Lord All-Powerful. And they would not hear the words he sent by his Spirit through the earlier prophets. So the Lord All-Powerful became very angry. When I called to them, they would not listen. So when they called to me, I would not listen, says the Lord All-Powerful. I scattered them like a hurricane to other countries they did not know. This good land was left so ruined behind them that no one could live there. They had made the desired land a ruin.
Chapter 11.
Then I was given a stick like a measuring stick. I was told, "Stand up and measure the temple of God and the altar. Count those who worship there. But do not measure the temple courtyard. Leave that out, because it is given to the nations, and they will trample the holy city for 42 months. I will allow my two witnesses who wear sackcloth to speak what God has revealed. They will speak for 1,260 days. These witnesses are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing in the presence of the Lord of the earth. If anyone wants to hurt them, fire comes out of the witness's mouth and burns up their enemies. If anyone wants to hurt them, he must be killed the same way. These witnesses have authority to shut the sky in order to keep rain from falling during the time they speak what God has revealed. They have authority to turn water into blood and to strike the earth with any plague as often as they want. When the witnesses finish their testimony, the beast which comes from the bottomless pit will fight them, conquer them, and kill them. Their dead bodies will lie on the street of the important city where their Lord was crucified. The spiritual names of that city are Sodom and Egypt. For 3.5 days, some members of the people, tribes, languages, and nations will look at the witnesses' dead bodies and will not allow anyone to bury them. Those living on earth will gloat over the witnesses' death. They will celebrate and send gifts to each other because these two prophets had tormented those living on earth. After 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered the two witnesses, and they stood on their feet. Great fear fell on those who watched them. The witnesses heard a loud voice from heaven calling to them, "Come up here." They went up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies watched them. At that moment, a powerful earthquake struck. 1/10 of the city collapsed. 7,000 people were killed by the earthquake, and the rest were terrified. They gave glory to the God of heaven. The second catastrophe is over. The third catastrophe will soon be here. When the seventh angel blew his trumpet, there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he will rule as king forever and ever." Then the 24 leaders who were sitting on their thrones in God's presence immediately bowed and worshiped God and said, "We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty, who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and have begun ruling as king. The nations were angry, but your anger has come. The time has come for the dead to be judged, to reward your servants, the prophets, your holy people, and those who fear your name, no matter if they are important or unimportant, and to destroy those who destroy the earth." God's temple in heaven was opened, and the ark of his promise was seen inside his temple. There was lightning, noise, thunder, an earthquake, and heavy hail.